Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
What is next concerning the Jets' main man? He's not in camp, that's for sure. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. By the way, we're taking your calls too, live calls. 1-888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Call us. Yeah. Give us your thoughts, man. Yeah, we want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. We want to hear about this, too. And Bart, we're talking about the Jets. We're talking about Zach Wilson. Yeah. Trey Lance signed with the 49ers. So Zach Wilson is now the only unsigned first-round pick.
You were
at camp yesterday. You spoke to C.J. Mosley. Tell us what's going on with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, we heard the C.J. Mosley sound coming in about, you know, it's a nothing burger for him. He's been around the block a couple of times, so there's no need to play that sound. But we heard C.J. Mosley kind of alluding to, listen, this business, and at some point every player is going to have some language or a contract negotiation. You don't really get in the way of another man's money. But, you know, really to explain to the listeners out there really what it's all about, really what it's about is the ability to double dip. You see that, you know, everybody assumed that four years ago at this point, that Sam Darnold was going to be a franchise quarterback. That didn't happen, right? You know, he's down in Carolina, and he could have had the ability to double dip. So double dipping is just simply means that, you know, the contract is guaranteed, and when you go down to another team, you get an opportunity to get paid by two organizations. It's something that the Jets have never really agreed to and abided by. Some organizations are a little bit more optimistic, but you understand with the Jets is a little scar tissue there, right? Mm. You know, they brought in quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez didn't last that long, right? You look at, you know, what happened, Chad Pennington didn't last that long. You know, so they have a little scar tissue there, but for me, you know, it's a nothing burger. They'll get this thing figured out in a couple of days. You know, I was at camp and the team looked fast, right? So you can say that the organization has dropped the ball and you don't want to have a distraction. You want to get your, you know, starter, because we know it's no quarterback competition in New York. We know that he's a starter. Hell, you know, the other two guys on the roster, I think James Morgan, I forget the other kid, don't have any NFL starts. You know, you expect them to get a veteran in there. But, you know, they have done a great job in providing protection, doing something that they didn't do for Sam Darnold. You know, going out and getting Morgan Moses, going and get Vera Tucker. You know, Becton looks like a beast, right? He looks slim and trim. He has an unofficial weight. You know, you always got to watch out for the guys for the unofficial weight. All we know is that he reported at the weight that was agreed upon. But, you know, you think about Michael Carter. So they've done a good job in not putting it all on Zach Wilson coming in. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to bring in two rookie quarterbacks and Joe Flacco and Mark Sanchez, and all we did was go to two AFC championships. This isn't that type of team, but I think Salah has been in the right direction. I think eventually they get this figured out and we'll forget about it.
So if I have this correctly, this isn't about the money. He's slotted in already to get like a 4-year, $35 million deal, something around that.
Yeah.
This is about that if they cut him before the end of his contract and he goes to another team, if they don't include this language, he can not only collect under the guaranteed value of the contract he would have with the Jets, but also the money he would get with the new team.
Exactly.
And they want to prevent that from happening. And this is something that the Jets kind of toe the line on. They haven't done this under the Joe Douglas era. They haven't changed that policy, so they're trying to toe that line. But, Sam, I look at this and I wonder about the optics of it. Everybody else in the first round is in camp. The Jets have all this hope pinned on Zach Wilson, and yet when they look at their team, their star is not in camp. And by the way, there's no veteran behind him at this point, no real veteran who's been around for decades to take his place.
Zach, if you're watching, training camp, not even there yet, at home, you're probably working out. If you're listening, right, on the car to your workout, wait. Get your money. Roquan Smith, I play the Chicago Bears. Roquan Smith, first round pick. Similar language. You had to wait. And all of a sudden, fans are saying, what's up with our first round pick? And coaches, whatever. But all the players in the locker room had his back, because we all understood that if we were in that position, we would do the same thing. Why not wait another week or two or three to get the money that really belongs to you, that should be guaranteed, as opposed to saying, you know what, let me just sign back so I can come back to training camp a day or two later. You talk about, number one, these reps, right? The reps are important. But what I think is even more important is the fact that Zach Wilson is the guy. We know that. He's the guy moving forward. There's no doubt about it. But you don't need to rush this thing at all. Don't rush. Wait. Take your time. Get the contract you need. And then lastly, I think what's most important is that if the Jets are so concerned with this offset language, right? If I release him after a year or two or three, I don't want to have to still pay him. If you don't trust him, then why would you even draft him?
Yeah.
firstly. Secondly, why don't you get better coaches to coach him? So what you're telling me, the New York Jets organization, is that you either don't trust your evaluation and how you evaluate talent, number one, or number two, you don't trust your coaches in developing talent. If you're so concerned about paying this guy the guaranteed money that he's earned or that he's deserved, at least that the contract stipulates or should stipulate, then I would be questioning your own decision-making in drafting him.
What they're going to tell you is, we don't want to set a precedent. And this really appeals to me as a lawyer, right? Like, as a lawyer, the one thing I always did when I was practicing law, I always said if we had a problem, if I was on a team, if I was on an organizational side, I would say, if we've been doing something this way for 10, 20 years, do not change it, because once we change it, everybody's going to ask for it. But I think you make a good point, because here's the deal. This is all based on paying him if you cut him before the end of his term. Mm-hmm. He is the number two pick in the draft. What are the chances
that
they are going to cut him? Are the chances that's going to happen?
Where's the number three pick? Sam Darnold. That didn't work out, right?
I
know they traded him.
Yeah.
Where's Dwayne Haskins at right now?
Right.
It's a valid point.
But check this out. This is something that we say the Jets have been doing for, 10, 20 years?
Or however long. Maybe it's under Joe Douglas's term. We're not sure.
Great. The Jets haven't been good for however long.
Hold up.
It's been a minute. You've been gone for about 15, 12.
How about the Roy Jones? Y'all must have forgot.
The Jets haven't been good since Bartlett. No, since however long. And so I hear what you're saying, Ryan. Okay, we don't want to set a precedent. But what if you set a winning precedent? What if you set a precedent that actually builds culture and that builds a winning organization? What if that was the precedent you set? We all have agents, whether you have a football agent, a TV agent, whatever, right? You all have agents, or if you're in the business world, you might be negotiating for yourself, right? People say you don't want to set a precedent, but what did we hear earlier? Production equals tolerance. They obviously drafted him second overall for a reason. You might say he hasn't produced in the NFL, but he produced in college. You need him. Yeah. And so you can bend the rules a little bit. In my contract stuff, you bend the rules. Hey, this is the precedent, but hey, man, come on. Let's make something happen. And so there's no pressure. Zach Wilson, if you're listening at home, working out, there is no pressure. Literally the same shoes with Roquan Smith, our first round pick, who should have been a Pro Bowler, got snubbed. Amazing, amazing inside linebacker for the Chicago Bears. He waited. He waited and he got the contract that he wanted. And yes, he might have missed a week or two of training camp. And you might sit here and say, well, that's just the linebacker and it's not the quarterback. It doesn't matter. Wait 3 weeks to help you for the next 3, 4, or 5 years.
You know, deadline breeds action, right? And you know that the closer they get to preseason, they know how important those reps are. Though right now, those reps aren't important. I was there. Listen, the team didn't have on pads. You know, it was an hour and 20-minute practice. He's been there for all the OTAs. He's learning the playbook. I don't think he's probably somewhere working out. I think he's in town somewhere probably waiting for the things to be finalized. But that's why you hire your agent, right, to do the dirty work for you, because he's advising you, because you can't make business decisions with your emotions. And right now he's going to have to fight for what he believes in. If that's what they believe in, that's the hill he wants to die on, then so be it. You know, I have no problems with that. I don't think his teammates do either.
Yeah, what about the idea of veteran quarterbacks behind him? Because Mike White was leading the practices, and I know viewers are saying, Mike White who?
Yeah.
Who's that? He was the quarterback.
Yeah, that was news to me, because I don't even know the hell Mike White is.
So then, shouldn't you bring in a veteran? Shouldn't there be a veteran?
Slow down.
Pump the brakes.
You're moving. I'm just trying to channel Jets fans. No. I'm just trying to channel Jets fans who, when they saw Zach Wilson drafted, a lot of them were like, We're back.
Well, not back.
And now where is he? Well, there's no vet behind him?
Well, they reset the market, right? So now they reset their timeline. And, you know, in recent years, the way you win is with not playing your rookie quarterback. And Sam Darnold timeline, not that they didn't believe in Sam Darnold, the timeline between the team being ready to win and him being ready to carry a team and pay him, you know, was out of alignment, right? That's why they let Jamal Adams go as well, because you can have great players and still be a bad team. You know, Calvin Johnson, Khalil Mack is examples of that, right? But, you know, you want to make sure that you have a supporting foundation around a young quarterback. And now that they're better equipped to support a young quarterback with what they've done with the offensive line, the run game, and building something slowly. But, you know, it's no need to panic, because understand that it's going to be guys that it's a whole secondary market. The first cuts are usually veterans that team respect because they want to give them an opportunity to get a job. I've been saying for probably about 3 months that Nick Foles is on a collision course to wear green again, but it won't be with Philadelphia. It will be with the Jets, and then maybe they may have to fight for services a little bit. Blake Bortles is out there. There's going to be some veteran quarterbacks that get cut that can really pick up a system really fast. But if you're back with your backup quarterback, you're going to be picking high in the draft anyway, so it doesn't matter. So you don't want to rush Zach Wilson, because this is about a three-year window in which you want to try and take advantage of him being on a rookie deal, but you can really support and front-load contracts for a lot of the supporting cast that they want to get. So when you have to backload his contract or pay his contract, all the contracts are lined up, and you can have a young team that can have a window for 3 or 4 years.
And by the way, all this puts pressure on the head coach, Robert Saleh. He was talking about this yesterday, what he thinks about Zach Wilson not being in camp. Take a listen to this.
From a rookie standpoint, you need as many reps as you can, and veterans always get off days here and there anyway, so they do miss. But it's something that he'll have to navigate through. And I've got a lot of faith in Zach too. You know, he's incredibly intelligent. He's got a tremendous drive. So when he does get here, I know that somehow, some way, he'll make up for it. So,
not a fun position to be in for a first year head coach, Sam.
Yeah, but I got no issues. Robert Saleh's got to wait, right? If you've played this game, you understand that, like, fans, Jets fans first and foremost, right? Yes, you might be excited about Zach Wilson. Sure, great. But put yourself in the shoes of Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. If we could just kind of just set the table real quick, put yourself in the shoes of an NFL player who everyone else around the league is getting a contract. And now all of a sudden, the team that you want to play for, that you can't wait. I mean, take a page out of Aaron Rodgers' playbook. Like, you can't wait to go play for these Jets. You just want them to do right by you. You want them to do right by you and your family. You don't want to be in a situation where, let's say, the coaching didn't work out. Let's say you were doing everything you could, and a coach gets fired, a coordinator gets fired. Something, all of a sudden, you get cast aside, and you don't get the contract when everyone else is getting their contracts guaranteed with no offset language. And so if I'm a Jets fan, first and foremost, you got to just understand Zach Wilson missing a week or two of training camp is fine, even 3 or 4.
I can't see it.
Can I just say that?
But I'm just saying, my only thing is, like, take a page out of Aaron Rodgers' playbook, right? We all said, Mike Tannenbaum said, man, you watch, you learn, we listen. Take that approach, because Aaron Rodgers said there's some things that need to be done better. And so New York Jets obviously have some things that they need to do better. And maybe this can be the first step of many in showing Jets players, hey, we care about you. Hey, this is a partnership. Hey, we believe in you for the next 4 years, really 5, because he's a rookie in the first round and the team has that option. Right? So we are with you. We are for you. We're not going to try and cut anything short.
I also think, and this is kind of mincing words a little bit, especially when you talk about precedent, there is room to sometimes say, we're going to set a precedent for this quarterback or this top 5 draft pick. Now, that's a little bit of a dangerous slippery slope, because somebody's going to be like, you know, 2 years from now, yeah, the guy who's number 6 pick for the Jets could say, well, you did it for the top 5. But still, there is room there. But I want to say this about this offset and these contract stalemates. Let's not forget, in 2016, Joey Bosa had this offset issue with San Diego. Mm-hmm. And that man didn't come in until late August. Now, he ended up being an incredible player, had a great season. I get that part. But we're talking about the quarterback. And I'm not trying to say he didn't have an uphill battle, but we're talking about the quarterback, mm-hmm, offenses to learn, got to get the reps. And we're talking about, Bart, I know you're saying he could come back any day now, but the flip side of that is it doesn't happen until late August like it did with Joey Bosa, and your organization is severely hamstrung. It
could be a lost year at that point, because now you have to not only – it's hard to evaluate Zach, but it's even harder to evaluate the roster that you put together. What I love about what they've done with this team is they created – you know, competition at every position, right? They have, you know, 4 or 5 slot receivers, right? You want to talk about Cole, you want to talk about Elijah Moore, Jameson Crowder that's been there. You think about the competition that they have at running back. You know, this is a young roster, maybe I believe the youngest roster in the league right now. And listen, they're going to have some growing pains. And this is a far from a finished product. Joe Douglas, you know, comes from the Ozzie Newsome school. You know, he's come from that organization. He knows how to build a team. And he's doing it. He's building it with the trenches. You can say that, you know, arguably the Jets might have a top 15 offensive line and defensive line. Joe Doug is a former, you know, offensive lineman, understands how you can have sustainable success. Isn't with all those luxury pieces on the outside, it's with all those foundation pieces. Every house needs a strong basement.
So I just got a question.
Yeah.
If it's so important for us to have our quarterback in the building, why don't we just give him what he wants? Even if it sets a bad precedent. It's just a second overall pick. We're trying to change our – it's so important. We had – the draft was in April, May, June, July. Yeah. He was at OTAs.
You know this was coming. We
knew it was coming. I'm just saying I just want to – because people think, man, you know, we got to sign Zach Wilson. Where are you? And you're selfish. Da, da, da. No. If it's so important, GM, Joe Douglas, get it done.
You know, Jets fans are patient, right? They've sat through the,
are they?
The
hard.
Well, I'm talking about.
Nah, you're coming from a player Jets perspective. They ain't patient.
No. What I'm saying is they've seen Where's Revis Island. They've watched three episodes of Hard Knocks, 3 weeks, and Where's Revis meeting them on, you know, some rest stop, right? They've seen the many holdouts before. I don't think they're going to panic. But, you know, let's ask the people.
All right, let's ask the people. Why not? Let's bring in our callers, Anthony in Ohio. Anthony, talk to us about Zach Wilson. What's your question?
Okay, first of all, I want to put out there that I have much respect for the athletes in the NFL. They deserve the money they get. It's their life. They have a short, you know, career. They entertain cities. They bring morale. These guys are actual heroes. I really support the athlete and the laborer. So with that being said, you can't change the philosophy of your team for one player. It's still a team sport. If you're not confident in your ability – I mean, if he's confident in his ability, he knows he's not going to get cut in 4 years. You know,
doesn't that go both ways? Because if they're not confident in their ability to evaluate, then they should say, "Well, we know we got this one right."
Well, I agree with you, but look at the track record. Look at Trubisky. I mean, how many good years did this kid have in college? How proven is he? I'm a Browns fan, so you know I've seen a lot of number one draft picks disappear.
No, it's
hard to evaluate that next level.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to coaching, personally. And I love this. I love this.
Thank you for that call. That was a great call.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I love the perspective, right? He said, man, I respect players. I want them to get their money. They earned it. But the point he made, he said, if you believe in yourself and your abilities, then you'll bet on yourself in so many ways. But what a lot of people may not understand is that so much of what happens on a football field mm-hmm. has less to do with you and your abilities and more to do with oftentimes with those around you, with your coaches, with the staff, with the GM. I had a situation in Chicago. I was playing with a guy, a really talented outside linebacker.
Who?
Pernell McPhee.
Okay, there we go.
Pernell McPhee, right? We're bringing receipts. And Pernell, yes. Talented, but he's like, man, back when I was in Baltimore, I was on the inside, inside, outside, like we see with Za'Darius Smith in Green Bay. But Chicago had a different kind of system. We want you only on the outside. The GM said, man, you'll be inside, outside, whatever. But the defensive coordinator said, no, I want you here. You're at an impasse. What do you do? And so even though Pernell believes in his abilities, he didn't get really a chance to do what he wants to do. And now he's back in B-more, as he says.
And he's balling out.
And he's balling out. And so sometimes it's not always about you, the player. You might be the best player in the world. But if you're in the wrong system, it doesn't always fit. And so that's why, yes, it's a great point that players, you should believe in your abilities. But what happens if the coordinator isn't right? Isn't making adjustments. If your quarterback coach isn't the best quarterback coach, what happens when they're not putting you in a position? If the training staff, if the athletic training staff, let's say you have an injury and they don't treat it the right way, then all of a sudden that's not on you. You did everything you possibly could, yet it still didn't work out. So for a player, and we need to have more people calling in because that was a great question. From a player's perspective, so much is out of your control. You will do whatever you can, but for the stuff that's out of my control, please give me my guaranteed contract like everyone else. I don't want anything offset for this time I'm here.
Listen, Acho, this is like Burger King. You get it your way. All you have to do is look into your one shot, look into the camera, and tell the people to call in.
People, call in. This is the KJZ, but it was a Ryan Bar. It's really RBS. Ryan Bart and Sam. Right?
I like that.
Call RBS. In because, I mean, this is we do this for the people. It's not, if we don't do it for us, we do it for the people.
You want to talk to Chocolate Drop? Call on in. What's the number?
Call to Chocolate Drops at 1-888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know what this is also about, guys, as we look at this and you talk about why not just bring him in? Why not just give him this? From the team perspective, they think he's going to cave. That's what you do in a negotiation. You bank as the team. You sit back and you say, he knows he needs to get the reps. He knows who the fans look at in terms of performance. They're not looking at me behind my desk back in the office all the way in the back of the stadium. They're looking at the dude on the field who just threw three interceptions.
He knows he has to be in here
and get the reps. So he needs to come into camp. He's going to cave. So let's play that game. So that's how a negotiation works.
Great. Perfect. Amazing. And that's a business decision that the team is making, correct?
Mm-hmm. So why it's not nefarious. It's negotiation.
It's negotiation. Good. And so Zach Wilson is doing the same thing. He's negotiating. Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing. It's a negotiation. And so I just want – because fans – I love fans. We do this for the people. Y'all call in. 1-800-SAY-ESPN.
Well, they're calling in.
Good. Call in so we can talk. But like, let's not just pretend that the player is the only person that's on this negotiation. The team, in this scenario, is low-key trying to make the player cave or look bad. Give the player his props and let him negotiate. Let his agent negotiate. We all know that Zach Wilson cannot wait to be there. So let's have the Jets and their organization step up to the plate. Give this man what he wants.
We got some more. Got any more callers?
We'll see. Yeah, we're going to have some. Don't worry. They're standing by. We're going to bring them in. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Oh, by the way, another one of Bart's teams has another major selection to take. Who will it be? Look at Bart. He doesn't even know.
How many teams I play? Damn!
That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. With Bart Scott and Sam Acho, I'm Ryan Smith. This is ESPN Radio.
I know I'm the best player in the conference, but, you know, it takes more than one guy to win against a team like that. You know, there's no I in team.
Cunningham inside a half court. Will dribble to the right. Now pulls the trigger out of three and buries it from straight on. Cunningham.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I'm Ryan Smith, and this is your Sports Center right now. With Friday's trade deadline rapidly approaching, the Yankees make a big move in acquiring All-Star outfielder Joey Gallo from the Rangers. Gallo has 25 homers on the season, tied for sixth most in the majors, and now the most of any player on New York's roster. Gallo should be a big boost for the Yankees' left-handed bats, as their combined 197 average this season is the worst of any team in the majors, and they have a total of 22 home runs. Let's go to the Olympics, where American Caleb Dressel captured the first individual Olympic gold medal of his career, winning the 100-meter freestyle over defending champion Kyle Chalmers of Australia. Dressel's winning time was an Olympic record of 47.02 seconds, a mere 0.06 of a second ahead of Chalmers, who earned a silver medal. It was the USA's 13th gold medal so far of the games, tied with Japan for the second most behind China's 14. And finally, we head to the hardwood where the NBA draft is happening tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Former Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham is still expected to be the first overall pick to the Detroit Pistons in tonight's NBA draft. But Jalen Green and Evan Mobley might still have something to say about that. In addition to the selections, the intrigue will be centered around trades. For the first time ever, the NBA draft is on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Radio. Coverage begins on ESPN Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern. And SportsCenter is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
This dude has the clutch gene. He defers the first 30 minutes of the game.
He's the real deal, and he's continuing to get better.
I'm taking Cade Cunningham 10 times out of 10.
Steps back, shoots for three. Got it!
Oh. He's the real deal, and he's continuing to get better.
He has a great spirit down. He's an incredible teammate.
Ball so hard, they don't know what the rate means.
Yeah. I have no other words to describe him, Doris. I don't know what to say. It's unbelievable.
Back with you on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Ryan Smith, Bart Scott, Sam Acho with you. We call ourselves the Chocolate Drops. How you doing? Let's get to some NBA draft.
We wrote this in three-part harmony, man.
Three-part harmony. That's coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour. All right. So we got the NBA draft coming up tonight, and what a draft it's going to be. Cade Cunningham expected
Detroit
to be the number one
basketball
pick. Bart Scott fired up over it. If Cade Cunningham, by the way, is the number one pick, he will be Oklahoma State's first number one pick since Bob Harris back in 1945. That was like 60-some years ago. So it could be a big night for Oklahoma State basketball, and that's why we are so pleased to have with us right now head coach Mike Boynton, Oklahoma State basketball coach, the man who helped make Cade Cunningham who he is today. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me. It's obviously a really exciting day for this kid and his family, but also for our program. So we're looking forward to it tonight.
Absolutely, Coach. So tell us right away, straight off, what makes Cade Cunningham so special?
Well, he's got a unique combination of immense talent, obviously, tremendous hard work, a work ethic that's been unmatched by any other kid I've coached. But with all of his talent, he's got a sense of humility also, and he understands the value of teammates and the necessity of having other people help him achieve success. And so it's so rare. The kid's just 19 years old still, but has carried so many expectations almost seamlessly. And I'm sure this transition to the NBA will present some challenges for him, but he's going to handle that one as well.
But Coach, not only the challenge of being maybe being the first overall pick, but also being the savior of the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to speak it out into existence, being a Detroit native. You know, what kind of leader are they getting? You know, because he's going to be forced to kind of step up and ascend that leadership role early in his career.
Yeah, we certainly are hopeful that Detroit takes him. We believe he's the best prospect in this draft. He brings so many things to the table. And I think coming into a situation in Detroit, where he's got a good young core, will be somewhat similar to what he had here at Oklahoma State last year. We had a lot of young talent, but he was asked to really kind of lead us. And, you know, he did it with very little challenge in his way. He was the Big 12 freshman of the year and player of the year. He led the league in scoring, but he made his teammates better. And I think he's going to bring a winning attitude and a winning mentality and a winning work ethic to the Detroit Pistons organization that they're going to be really, really proud to have taken him tonight.
Coach, you know Cade better probably than anyone that we're going to get a chance to talk to today or the last couple of weeks. Is there a story about Cade that no one knows that you would say, man, this is the kind of guy that Detroit or whoever drafts him is getting?
Yeah, I've got two, and I'll be quick because I know how TV time is. But the day after his first ever college basketball game, he had 25 points on the road in his hometown. And it was the day before Thanksgiving. So we get back late that Wednesday night. And I usually come into the office to work out early myself. And I hear a ball bouncing at about 7 a.m. the day after his first game. And he played well. And I didn't expect it to be Cade, but I walked into the gym and it was him just in there. He wasn't very happy with how efficient he had played. He felt like he played a little nervously, but that kind of goes to show you the type of work ethic that he has, is that he wasn't satisfied with scoring 25 points in his college debut. The other one is the last regular season game we played, Cade didn't play in. He actually rolled his ankle the game before against Baylor on the road. And so at West Virginia, he wasn't going to play. And I had Cade kind of be an assistant coach for me. And he was as into that game as anybody was on our bench because he wanted to see his teammates know they could have success even if he wasn't playing. And so he's going to always inspire guys that are around him, but he's going to always do it with a sense of humility. And his work ethic is going to always speak for itself.
Coach, you've been around basketball for a really long time, and a lot of people try to compare Cade to different people. Some have said, oh, he's like Luka, and you might watch film and say, man, there's some Paul Pierce. Like, you know the game of basketball. Who would you – when you watch, not even like who would you compare – when you're watching, like, I'm sure there's times like, man, that reminds me of X. Who does Cade Cunningham remind you of when you watch him practice and play?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I really don't like the comparison game. But I understand it, right? We kind of give ourselves some reference points on what we think he can become. But like comparing him to Luka, I'm not sure we know what Luka is yet. I mean, he's really, really good, but he's just 2 years into this thing. But I see what they mean, what they, you know, kind of why they compare him to size. He doesn't have this ridiculous athletic explosiveness, but he's plenty good enough athlete. He can really, really pass. He's a great rebounder. He has a really good overall game. So I can understand that. The Luka comparisons, I understand when people try to compare him to Grant Hill with his size and his ability to score and make plays for his teammates. I heard people talk Jason Tatum. I don't know if Cade thinks score as much as Jason does, but I can see some of that as well because he can play in the mid-post pretty efficiently as well.
Coach, I think there's so much excitement around Cade and a lot of the top picks. But I think we always have to let people know, look, these guys, and you mentioned it with Luka, they're not finished products, right? Cade's going to go to the NBA, and he's going to learn a lot of things. He's going to have a lot of things to learn. So what do you think is the biggest challenge he's going to face coming into the NBA in terms of his game?
Well, the first thing is everybody's as good as he is right now. And so in high school, for sure, right, it was a big, big gap between his talent and the talent of the guys he was either playing with or competing against. And in college, the gap shrunk, but not as much as it's going to shrink tonight, right? He's going to get there, and there's going to be guys, even though they haven't been all-stars for 10 years, that are capable of having success. And so Cade's going to have to adjust to the talent level. He's going to have to continue to be a more efficient three-point shooter, which we were very intentional about working on with him last year. He became a 40% three-point shooter. And he's going to have to be more consistent getting to the free throw line and converting when he gets there, because that's a big part of him being able to score at the NBA level.
Coach, tonight's going to be a tremendous recruiting tool for your program with Kay going on and representing the organization. Do you have any concerns about the shift of the Big 12 and, you know, the conference and everything that's happened there, how it could affect maybe recruiting for you?
Naive or dishonest if I wasn't saying I wasn't, you know, obviously paying attention. But I'm also a person who I don't lose much sleep over things I have no control over. You know, Commissioner Bowlesby and the leadership in the conference, our leadership on campus, they're going to make that decision probably without very much input from me. And so I'm going to trust them that they're going to do what's best for both the Big 12 and what our leadership internally at Oklahoma State is going to do for our university. And I'll do whatever they ask me to do. But I'm looking forward to seeing how our program can elevate after tonight's great news for Kay and his family, because I do expect him to go first, and I think he's going to have a great career. And it'll just be a sign to other kids out there that no matter how good you are, Oklahoma State's a place that you can go to and have.
All right, looks like we lost Coach there. He was on FaceTime with us. But, Coach, it was great to speak to Oklahoma State basketball coach Mike Boynton there.
Let me finish for him. Oklahoma State is a place that you can go to and have success, right? No, people don't. You could be a number one overall pick, and right? I mean, think about Coach Mike Boynton, right? Oklahoma State. You don't think Oklahoma State premier basketball program per se. You think football more often than not. But this coach is saying, hey, you don't always have to go to the Dukes or to the North Carolinas or, you know, to the Kentuckys. You can come to a place like Oklahoma State and still be number one overall. I think that sends a powerful message, especially, yeah, Bart, to your question of all the conference realignment, mm-hmm, and the super conferences and NIL and all this money. Sometimes it's not always about going to that top school. I know I had an experience where I got offered, and I'm sure you had offers from everywhere, but I got offered from USC. At that point, they were the number one school in football, right? Reggie, yeah, Bush, Matt Leiner, whatever. And I said no, and granted, I went to Texas, which should just beat USC. But at the same time, like, you don't always
those
have
envelopes
to.
In Texas is just as big as the ones in USC.
I didn't get paid. No money. But I just love that point that he made, like the humility, right? He talked about I don't like the comparison game. In the media, we love the comparison game.
That's what we
do.
Well,
we have to.
It's what we do.
It's like something to refer to for people who are parachute fans to kind of understand what they're looking at.
Yeah, but I love how he just said, man, like, I understand how they make the comparison, mm-hmm, but he was honest. He said, we worked on his three-point shooting. He's more of a passer than he is this, you know, a scorer like a Jason State. So I really respect Coach Boynton. Thank you for coming on. Yep. And I love the perspective. You can come to a place like Oklahoma State.
Player development, too.
Yes.
You can come here, and we got guys who have basketball acumen who can develop your game and can take you to the next level. You don't have to go to these big schools. You may not get an opportunity at some of these big schools. You come here, we're going to develop you. We're going to plug on these holes that all players have.
That was Oklahoma State coach Mike Boynton. Did a great job being with us just now on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is presented by Progressive Insurance. And a reminder, you can find out where Cade Cunningham gets drafted. The NBA
Detroit basketball!
The NBA draft on ESPN Radio is presented by Credit Karma. Coverage begins tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and the ESPN app. And, you know, I'll also say this about Coach. He was very honest about what Cade Cunningham has to work on the next level. And a lot of coaches are not. They're going to say, like, oh, no, this guy's – they're not going to say they're perfect, but they're going to say, look, he's got all the tools. He just has to be a better player. He said, you know, he's going to work on this, get into the line. He's going to have to understand the big thing. Everybody on the next level is just as good as you are. Yeah. You can tell that he's taught him a lot of humility. Right. I think it's going to make him a great leader no matter where he goes.
There are so many people listening right now. Their kids play AAU. Yeah. Or they're trying to have their kids go to the next level in anything, in soccer, in baseball, in anything, in lacrosse. Find a coach like Mike Boynton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Find a coach that's going to be honest with you, that's going to be real, that's going to come into the gym early, that's going to get you better. Find a coach like Mike Boynton.
Scouting report.
Bingo.
You got to know your own scouting report.
Bingo. It's not always about the program. It's about the people. Find the people who can help you get where you want to go.
About your successes and your faults. You know, Sam Acho, just a little while, he looked into the camera. He did. Sam Acho just looked into the camera not long ago, and he asked you to call in. So you did, in droves. And we're going to have you weigh in and let you have your say after Bart says this from Indeed.
Yeah, you set me up perfectly talking about finding people. Well, Indeed is always the perfect place to find people. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed, making hires fast and simple with over 135 skill tests to help candidates prove that they have the experience that your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more the hires than all the job sites combined, according to TalentNets. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Thanks for the assist, buddy.
The Yankees are about to make some breaking moves to bolster their lineup when they finalize a deal for Texas Rangers outfielder Joey Gallo. Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, I hope they celebrate him at Summer Jam, man. I hope they got one for DMX. Biz just as impactful, man, for the people that he inspired, you know, mainly Big Daddy Kane and, you know, him just being the man. So, you know, rest in peace, Biz Markie, man, one of the greats. Man, we're losing too many of them, man. We're losing too many, too fast.
And especially Biz. He's been around so long. He's a big part of my childhood. Biz Markie passing away earlier this year. Absolutely, rest in peace. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin back with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Ryan Smith, Bart Scott, Sam Acho with you. And just remember, Sam, he looked in the camera, and he asked you guys to call in. And so this is your chance. Ask Sam, ask Bar Anything. Ask Bar Anything is brought to you by Goldman Sachs. Open a high-yield online savings account for Marcus, Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. But now is your chance to weigh in, and we just played some sound from Aaron Rodgers. So let's bring in Daryl from Virginia Beach. Daryl, what's your thought or question on Aaron Rodgers?
Man, this guy, Aaron Rodgers, has pulled the ultimate shell game on all of you. Nobody's talking about them going to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. Nobody's talking about back-to-back 13-3 seasons. Nobody's talking about how Tom Brady, the man with seven rings, seven swords, went to your field, home game, playoffs. Conference championship. Your defense gave you three turnovers and you didn't get it done. Nobody's talking about, hey, Aaron, Tom went to his team first year with them. Your team had a better record than him. And he got to that Super Bowl 13-3, and it's the GM's fault. I don't have enough. If this guy would have made it to the Super Bowl and they lost the Super Bowl, then he would be saying, oh, I still don't have enough. GM's fault.
You want to know why he didn't have enough? Because remember, you talk about he didn't have enough. Remember who dropped the ball in the end zone was the Lazard, right? Like, that's the difference between having a good receiver and having a great receiver, right? They had an opportunity to upgrade the roster. Okay, if you don't like the Jordan Love pick, but how about, come on, Thunder Thighs, man, come on. Did we really need A.J. Dillon? Did we really need a yard and cloud of dust? We had Aaron Jones that was able to give us that work. Because you give me a receiver, you think about all the great receivers. Most of them are picked in the second round now, right? Because I think that position translates just as well as the running back position used to translate into the NFL early on, because in college, everybody's throwing the ball anywhere from 40 to 50 times a game. So receivers are used to reading coverages better now. They're used to being able to come out and find holes and zones because they get more opportunities in college.
But I like Daryl's call. He's saying he's playing a shell game on us. And Daryl came out with the fire, Sam.
Hey, Daryl, I don't know where you live. I don't know where you're from. But you need your own show, my friend, because you came out with the heat. You make a really, 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 really good point. So Daryl said, let me explain.
Mr. Acho.
So because we asked him to call in. We said, hey, we're doing this for the people. Daryl, you are the people. That's why we called in. He said he needed more pieces, right? I think the point that Daryl is making is that in the NFC Championship game, mm-hmm. when Tom Brady threw three interceptions, right? That defense has been kind of just, people have been saying it's bad, forced three interceptions on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And also, it's third and goal from the 8-yard line with a little over 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And instead of running it, yep. which Aaron Rodgers had an opportunity to do,
okay.
he threw the ball, right? I think what Daryl's getting at is, man, the week before, in the game when they played the Rams,
yeah. mm-hmm,
And Aaron Rodgers was toward the goal line, saw Leonard Floyd, super athletic outside linebacker, boom, gave him the pump fake, juked him out, scored a touchdown. You didn't do that the next week. And then the team decides to kick a field goal.
Yeah, who fault was that? You got the baddest man on the planet. Right. You didn't put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands. But that's not an Aaron Rodgers' call.
True, but I think what Daryl might be getting at is, well, the ball was in his hands on that third and goal from the 8-yard line.
Yeah.
He could have done something then.
He thought it was four down territory.
No, yeah.
And they took the ball out of the baddest man's hands and you put it in the goat on
but
the
other side. But it was in his hands off 50.
Daryl's still here. He's hearing you guys. Daryl, what do you think?
Give me what you think.
I want to get under it a little more.
Daryl, go ahead. Okay. Daryl, you're back. We need you. Talk to me. You're the people, Daryl. We need you. What you got for us? What do you think of so far?
Hey, what I'm thinking is there's only one man that gets to sit down at the table, and we know who that man is, the man with seven rings.
Oh.
Joe Montana can sit at the table.
Oh,
Terry Bradshaw can sit at the table. Peyton Manning, I'll let Eli sit at the table. You ain't won a Super Bowl for me in 10 years?
His career,
and you, you might get a back bench.
Not open.
You might be able to go sit at the back bench. But, hell, 8 months ago, Bart was crying at Deshaun Watson. No Super Bowl, no playoff win. He deserves to be telling the owner what to do. Come on, man.
All right. At some point,
Daryl, thank you for the call. Daryl, thank you for the call. That was a great call.
What Daryl
Daryl's point here is it's been a long time since Aaron Rodgers delivered a Super Bowl. And Daryl, I think, is also making the point of it's about everybody but Aaron Rodgers, and that's what he sees as part of the shell game. And
Aaron,
it's a good point.
Aaron Rodgers held
I
up
understand
his head.
That. I don't know if I agree with it, though.
But let's not, because Daryl was going a little bit hard, a little bit crazy at the end, a little bit hard. Let's not forget, Aaron Rodgers does have three MVPs, right? Yeah. Let's not forget that Aaron Rodgers did just win an MVP after they drafted his replacement. So let's not forget, Aaron Rodgers still put up, I think it was, 52 total touchdowns last year. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is still playing at a phenomenal level. His career isn't over. He could still win another one
two
Super Bowls, right? And so, Tom Brady, yes, I get it. We love it, right? But to say, okay, Eli Manning, oh, he's in that same conversation.
He's
this
better,
is Aaron Rodgers.
He's better.
Right, I know. I'm saying this is Aaron Rodgers talking about. So, Daryl, I respect it. You need your own show, but this is our show now.
Well, we're going to keep hearing from you next. And should one team Scotty already
– Aaron Rodgers fought
Scotty Miller.
Let me tease.
Say
it with your chest.
Should one team already be concerned about their quarterback? The people need to know. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Scotty Miller.